FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
It's just another day in Greenock, a leafy suburb not far from the hustle and bustle that is known as Clydebank. Our story begins in the offices of one Rent-A-Hulk Maritime Unlimited, a rather down-at-heel organization that specializes in the lower end of the shipping market.
Morning, Rent-A-Hulk Maritime Unlimited. We've got the ship if you need the trip. How may I be of assistance?
Could I speak to someone about chartering the ferry?
If you'd like to hold the line, I'll put you through. Horatio, there's a call for you.
Thank you, Miss Chance. Put it through. Hello, Captain Horatio Duane McNelson speaking. How may I help you?
My name is Murdo McCludgy from Calmag Ferries. I wondered if you had a ferry we could charter for the duration of the next 6 months. We need a spare vessel while our fleet is put into dry dock for servicing.
Well, it just so happens that I do have a new ferry arriving in about 3 days. It's called the MV Glenmidden, and I think you'll be happy with her. She comes complete with a first-class crew and goes like the clappers.
She sounds just fine. I'll get my secretary to make all the financial arrangements. Be at Uig on the 15th for the first route.
I will. And Miss Chance.
What is it?
Can you make sure we win that auction on eBay for the SS Luckless? You can go up to £35. We need it as a ferry. Meanwhile, I need to find a crew, so I'll be out for the rest of the day.
Our intrepid captain makes his way through the picturesque town and heads to where he knows he'll find at least one old sailor who'll bite his arm off to get back to the sea. So, come with us to the local hostelry, the Noisy Nancy.
What you want?
I'll have a pint of your best, my good man, and a little civility if you don't mind.
I'll give you the pint, but you can whistle for your civility, you jumped up nyaff.
Be careful, my good man, or I'll have your optics regulated.
Yeah.
Do you know the whereabouts of one Eugene McClubfer, known to the fishing community as Scotty?
He's over there, picking his oakum. Mm. That's 7 shillings and 5 pence for your drink.
Here's 7 and 6. Keep the change.
Look, woman, if your dog pulls the end of my oakum again, I'll have its guts for garters.
Bad day, Scotty.
Oh, Captain McNelson, I didn't see you there. It's this oakum I'm cursed with. It's such a bleeding length and gets everywhere. Never mind that, though. How are you? What brings you down to these parts?
Oh, I'm looking for a new crew, Scotty. I've got 6 months' work lined up for a new ferry and need a crew.
Oh, what became of your last lot?
Oh, Scotty, you know how it is. You set out to help the local populace by bringing cut-price spirits into the town, and suddenly the whole police force is up against you. They confiscated the whole load and locked the entire crew up for 2 years. I wouldn't mind, but the chief constable's still inebriated 24 hours a day and he never goes near a pub.
Oh, it's an outrage, and him a mason.
Well, that's the way of the world. So you see, Scotty, I need to find a new crew, and you were the only person I could think of who might be able to help.
Well, you can. I'm just due to the hospital after going down with my last ship.
Oh, I heard about that. There was a bit of trouble.
Aye, well, I met some people in Don Hospital that might be able to help us.
What hospital was it, Scotty?
It was the Twilight Home for the Confused Crewmen. You ken the one, behind the gasworks.
I know of it.
I was in there for about 6 months and I got really bored, so I started up a wee singing group. There were 9 of us. At these sea shanties and the like, we called ourselves the Navy's Naked Nonets.
Naked?
Aye, it was the only way we could get a grant. Anyway, there was young Roger, Clarty Maggie, a bunch of others, and the whole thing was conducted by Big Dick.
Were you any good?
Nah, we only used it for an excuse to get about the place and substitute for our escape. We sang one night in the embalming room for a few select listeners, and just when we got to a rousing chorus, Big Dick swung round and smacked the nurse in the face, knocking her out, and we made our way out through the ventilation shaft and into the gasworks.
Naked?
Aye, well, that's when the police were called, and we got let off due to Clarty Maggie having previous with the policeman that arrived.
I like the cut of your jib, Scotty.
Oh, that? Oh, it's just the way I'm sitting.
Can you get them all here tomorrow morning and meet me in my office at the crack of noon?
Aye, aye, Captain.
That's great. Now all I need is a band for the entertainment. And before you say it, Scotty, I don't think the Navy's Naked Nonette would go down very well on the trip between Uig and Tarbot. No, I need something a bit more subtle. Something a bit more Scottish. Something a bit more...
cheap.
Cheap. That's it, Scotty. I need cheap and cheerful. But where to find such a thing? Scotty, who are they?
Them. They're the Eriskay Noise. Do you want me to introduce them to you?
At once, Scotty. At once.
Oh, Torkel. Get a rest and come over here. There's someone I want you to meet.
I hope this is important. I was just getting them warmed up.
I want you to meet Captain Horatio McNelson. Captain, this is Torkel Strauss, leader of the Eriskay Noise.
A pleasure to meet you, Mr. Strauss. I was just saying to Eusdeen here that I thought your playing was of a particularly high standard for this sort of establishment.
Aye, it's a bit of a flea pit, but they do appreciate fine music, and one day we'll mark the big time. I'm no in any hurry. I'm only 98, so I've got years ahead of me yet.
That's a fine instrument you have there, Torkel. It looks like an heirloom.
Aye, it's my lifeline, in mere ways than one. It saved me from drowning when I went down with the Titanic. I was only 9 years old, but I was playing in the band, and then we hit one big ice cube, and the next thing I know, I'm floating in the sea on top of my accordion. Aye, it saved my life, and knew it brings pleasure to others.
Indeed, Mr. Torkel. Well, I'm launching a new ferry service next week, and I was wondering if you and your band would like to come aboard as the ship's orchestra. There'd be payment of £5 per week, between you, of course, and you keep all the money thrown at you by the passengers.
Listen here, Horatio. You must think I come up the Clyde in a banana boat. I want to have everything that's thrown at us by the passengers.
A deal.
Done.
You certainly have been. May I shake your hand in it?
Nah, I'm very careful about that sort of thing. I've got bad arthritis in my horns, but you'd never know with my playing. We'll see you the morn.
So, Captain, you're almost there. You've just got to meet the crew tomorrow and you can set sail. I'll get them to your office. You'll have a catering officer, two deckhands, cabin boy, navigating and radio officer, first officer and purser. All of them handpicked for the finest the Twilight Home has to offer.
Until tomorrow then, Scotty.
Captain, mind my oakum.
Will the captain win his ferry on eBay? Will the crew turn up at his office? Will they be the first class as promised? Will the band ever play in tune? Join us same time next week to find out in another exciting adventure of the Glenmidden Chronicles.
That was the Glenmidden Chronicles, presented by Coolin FM. Voices in no particular order were supplied by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, John Grundy, and Shona Campbell. This has been an Old Mission House production for Coolin FM.